What up, y'all? I am back with another episode of the Sip of Slim, the podcast. As you guys can see, we're doing a visual and an audio of this podcast. This is my first time doing this, so don't judge the background because it will soon change. I'm doing a lot of changes, but who are you to judge me? So, we are also doing audio. Don't forget to check me out on Spotify, Apple, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, all that. So, I'll link all that below. This will be on my second channel. My second channel is going to be strictly for my podcast. I decided to do like a audio and visual for this season. I think for the next seasons going forward, I want to do something different. I don't want to continue to do audio. I want you guys to see my face. Because this episode right here, I got a lot to say, period. So let's get straight into it. It's been a lot going on, guys, and I think you guys realized or seen it. A lot of the protests, what's been going on, a lot of the states have been protesting for George Floyd and the cops' brutality and all this other stuff. And we're going to get straight into it because I just feel like this has been going on for too freaking long, guys. It's been going on for way too freaking long. I'm so sick of people saying all lives matter when it's not all lives that's getting killed by the cops. Like, don't continue to say all lives matter if all lives are not getting killed by the cops. If it's the same people that get killed by the cops every freaking day, and not just George Floyd. It's people that's been killed by the cops that have not been televised yet, that we haven't heard of. And it's been going on forever, and we're sick. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of people, you killing us. We're tired. Like, we are tired of you killing us. Stop killing us. Like, why are y'all killing us? Like, that is the thing that's making me mad. Like, I get it. Like, I get why people are angry. We have a right to be angry. We have every right to be angry. You cannot say, well, they're doing this because, no, we're doing it because we're tired. We're sick and tired. That's why we're doing it. We're sick and tired of the BS. Like, we're sick and tired of you killing us. And every time you kill us, you give us some type of excuse. Like, oh, no. Period. Like, don't, no. So this is the reason why my first episode, I'm going to start off sounding a little angry. Because it's been so much built up, y'all. It has been so freaking much built up in me. Like, I'm really sick and tired of that. I'm really sick and tired of seeing it. Over 400 years of anger built up in us. Even though we're not our ancestors, we still have some type of resentment for what's been going on since, we've been doing this. We've been peaceful protesting forever. We tried that with Martin Luther King. We tried that with Malcolm X. And nothing seemed to work. Like, now we're just going to get angry. Now we're just going to get back, and that's what's going to be. Like, we're going to get angry, and you can't do nothing about it. Like, it's nothing you can do about it. You have no reason to even try to make an excuse. And the thing is, I have seen a lot of people post about All Lives Matter and da-da-da-da. That doesn't justify anything for me. Like, it doesn't justify why that man was killed and the cop was sitting on his neck for 8 minutes. 8 minutes and 46 seconds, guys. 8 minutes and 46 seconds. Like, you're sitting on this man's neck for 8 minutes and 46 seconds. You might as well round that number up and say 9 minutes. 9 minutes. You sit on this man's neck and you got your hands in this man, and you got your hands in your pocket like you chilling. Like it's not another human being under your knee. Like, are you freaking kidding me? Are you kidding me? But all lives matter. We're not supposed to protest. We're tired of being peaceful with y'all. Y'all not getting it. What are you guys not getting? What are you guys not getting? What are you guys not getting? I don't understand. Come on. Come on. Be serious about what you're talking about. You talk about 400 plus years. It's been past 400 years, I think, since slavery. We angry. We have a right to be angry. We have a right to loot. We have a right to riot. We're tired. We're tired. Stop killing us, son. Stop killing us. Stop killing us. One more time for the people in the back. Stop killing us. Black lives matter all day long. Like, and I don't know if you guys seen the Dave Chappelle 8 minutes and 46 second comedy stand-up thing he did. It was so powerful. Like, and you could hear it in his voice. He barely made jokes. Dave Chappelle was hot. I'm hot. Like, and like, I see a lot of people have said, oh, I'm not racist and da 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 da, I stand for Black Lives Matter. I get it and I appreciate every single one of y'all. Don't get me wrong. But a lot of y'all will say that, and the first time a black person pisses you off, and I'm gonna say this, I'm saying this with all my heart. The first time a black person does something to piss you white people off, you call us the N-word. Don't ever say you not a racist, because most of the time when you say that, you are. I don't believe it, period. I'm just going to say that right now, because there's a lot of y'all out here, that's the first thing y'all say to a black person, I'm not racist. But let that black person piss you off. Let the black person piss you off. What's the first thing you're going to say out your mouth? The N-word. That's what I thought. That's exactly what I thought. I'm just going to sit here and let y'all think about that. Like, it just don't make any sense. Like, it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. 8 minutes and 46 seconds, guys. You had your hands in your pocket. Like, you didn't have your knee on somebody's neck. Like, you didn't have another human being life in at your hands. At the tip of your fingers, you knew what the hell you was doing. Instead of your coworker stopping you from and telling you to get off this man's neck, you sit there? Now, this is my thing. I had a talk with my brother. I said, but this is before they charged the cop that did it. I was telling my brother, if they don't charge the cop and he doesn't get locked up forever, they think these little loots and riots we have, and I don't think it's riots, protests we have now is very, very dangerous. We're about to get real dangerous in here. We're about to get really dangerous in here. Really, it's really, we're sick and tired of it. I think our next level of anger is really going, it's not going to be pretty. So y'all better listen, okay? Y'all better listen out there. Stop playing. Y'all better listen. Period, because we're tired of you killing us. Then every time y'all kill us, y'all come forward with some justification of why I was right. Trayvon Martin got killed because he went and got Arizona tea, guys. An Arizona tea and a pack of Skittles. And this man, George Zimmer, is still walking around free. And you mean to tell me we don't have no reason to be freaking angry? Huh. What? Nobody act like they don't see George Zimmer. Everybody's acting like this man did not kill a teenage boy. For no freaking reason. Stand your ground my ass. For real. Because, no, he didn't do anything. But it's okay for him to... I don't get it. I don't. America, I'm mad. I'm angry. I don't understand. You guys would never understand how frustrated... As black people, we are. Period. Like, there's no way you're gonna ever understand that. Until you get in our shoes. And I say this. I say, hopefully, I mean, one day, I just wish that the shoes was on the other foot. If we were you guys, and you guys were us. That's all I'm going to say. I wish it was a time where God would switch it around. You guys would be us, and we be y'all for a minute. How would you feel if your son, your dad, whoever... You know, say if you, your dad was George Floyd and a black cop was sitting on your dad's neck for 8 minutes and 46 seconds. Not only did you take this man away from his family, but you took this little girl's dad that she looked up to, that they had very close bond. You took that girl's dad away from her and she has to sit there and watch it. Her dad's death is viral. She has to grow up and see that. Do you ever think about that? And the thing I don't understand is why do you guys... I mean, I appreciate the ones that record. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate the ones that record. But if you're going to record it, step in. I don't care if it's the police officer. If you know something is wrong, if you hear this man, he's telling these cop that he cannot breathe and he barely can say it loud enough for the cops to hear him, you need to be the one to step in and say, hey, he can't breathe. Like, why are you sitting there just not saying nothing? Like, nothing at all and just letting it happen? I don't understand. I'm grateful for social media. Don't get me wrong. I'm grateful for the cameras, the iPhones, the Androids. I'm grateful for all that. But you guys are recording this and not stepping in. I don't care who you are to the law. If you're doing something wrong, I'm going to step in. I'm going to say something. I got a voice. We got a voice out here, people. Stop hiding behind these cameras and actually step up and say something. This man could have been alive today if somebody would have said, hey, get off of him. Like, you're killing him. You on his neck for 8 minutes and 46 seconds. 8 minutes and 46 seconds. That's 9 freaking minutes. 9 minutes. 9 minutes, guys. Like, you don't understand. This been going on for too freaking long. Too long. We're still not even over Emmett Till. If anybody doesn't know who Emmett Till is, look it up. His mom said, forget it. We're going to have an open casket because you're going to see what... Y'all going to see what y'all did to my son. I want y'all to see what y'all did to my son. No matter how bad it hurts me, I want you guys to see what you guys did to my son. Because this white woman, I'm going to say it one more time, this white woman lied and say Emmett Till whistled at her. She finally confesses a couple years back saying, oh yeah, I lied about it. After Emmett Till had been dead almost 50 years. So you lie on a teenage boy, get him beaten, basically tortured, and then 50 years later you want to say, oh, I lied about it? Girl, we should beat your ass. Like, let's just be honest. We should beat your ass. Like, what? No. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. I'm not with none of that. No, ma'am. I'm not with none of it. It's not, no. You lie on a teenage boy saying he whistled at you. First of all, you're not even that cute or attractive to be whistled at. He probably whistled at you because you look like a dog. That's probably why he whistled at you. Then you get this man tortured. You get this man tortured. If you guys ever seen Emmett Till's pictures, and if you want to see him, they're on Google. You can look them up. This man doesn't look like nothing like he was before. They literally, his eyes is taking out his freaking body, guys. Like, y'all are freaking kidding me. But all lives matter. All lives matter. Tamir Rice. Sandra Bland. George Floyd. All lives matter. Not the what we see. Every time we see it, it's a black person. Stop killing us, yo. That's all I'm gonna say. Stop doing that. That's it. Cause after all this, if you guys don't hear us out now, all hell gonna break loose. And I mean every piece of hell gonna break loose. And you ain't gonna be able to stop us because we're tired. We're tired. That's all I'm gonna say. We're tired. I'm sick of it. 8 minutes and 46 seconds. And all you guys got to say is he did something wrong. I don't care if he stole a piece of Skittle out of a bag. Nobody deserves to die. Nobody. But y'all justify. Y'all want to justify. Let's justify the fact that your kids, you raising your kids to be school shooters. They going back shooting up fucking schools. Y'all don't want to talk about that though. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about these people shooting up schools. Let's talk about that. Talk about that. But you got the right to say all lives matter? How all lives matter when your child is shooting up a school that killed a 7-year-old, a 5-year-old? But all lives matter? When all lives matter? When Trayvon Martin was just going to the store to get an Arizona tea and a pack of Skittles? All lives matter? George Zimmerman is still walking around free making threats to everybody's life? But all lives matter. Y'all gotta come better. Black lives matter, man. And I'm gonna tell you now. Y'all don't hear us out. Y'all asking for hell to break loose on this planet Earth. Before God come down to destroy the Earth, y'all asking for it. That's all I'm gonna say about that. So, I'm speechless. Like, for real. It's just too much. It's too much. I'm tired of hearing people justifying the fact that even something so small, it gives that person the right to kill that man, to be on that man's neck for 8 minutes and 46 seconds. But we don't have a right to do what we want. Oh, y'all destroying businesses. You're destroying our neighborhood. First of all, let's get this straight. America was built by black people. The White House was built by my ancestors, black people, for free. We didn't get paid to build the White House. Y'all didn't pay us. America was built off looting. This is not y'all land. Let's be real. Y'all stole these from the Indians. This is the Indians' land. Retire. Stop killing us. That's it. I'm done. I hope y'all enjoyed this podcast. I'm sorry if it sounds like I'm very angry, which I am, and I have a right to be. But, hey, it is what it is. I'm over it. You know what I'm saying? I'm done. Black Lives Matter. Don't justify. Don't whatever. I am going to do more audio, visual. This podcast is going to be a visual, but this first episode, I had to go off because I've bit my tongue for so long on this situation, on these protests, and it's time that I say something. So, yeah. Make sure you guys listen to me on, like I said, I'll link all everything where my podcast is located and stuff like that in the description below. Make sure you guys go listen to the first two episodes. Welcome to season three. We about to get real down and dirty. This is going to be different for me because this is also a visual podcast also. So make sure you guys also like, comment, and subscribe. Yeah, so Black Lives Matter. And I'll see you guys next episode. Deuces.